Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 742 of your Overseas Connection podcast. Today is July 16th, 2023. And we're your daily, weekly, it's really weekly, not daily, let's be honest. We're your weekly dose of gaming goodness, fun times, talking about life. We do this every Sunday, 1 p.m. in the UK. Sorry, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, 9 p.m. in the UK. It's like I've been on vacation or something, and I haven't even left. We are on Twitch. We are on YouTube. And joining me today, we have the legend, the myth, the Ginger King, Peachin.
Oh, am I really a legend? That's the first time.
Legendary status, Pete.
Thanks.
For gingers.
Thanks.
Yeah. I mean,
hello everyone.
Yeah, let's be honest, Pete. Ginger legendary status is kind of like being the homeless guy in the corner begging for money. But you know, you're there.
Ouch.
You're there.
Ouch. Stung.
Pete, look. We're gonna have to talk about the shirt that I'm seeing. I feel like there's a corner has been turned. Yeah, I think you're ready to embrace moving to America, Pete. Come to America. Come on. You know you want to.
You've not got any canals, so.
We have plenty of canals. Maybe not with you. You're going to take a boat on, like the one you have now. You would need it to go faster than 4 miles an hour.
Yeah.
But we do have a lot of houseboats. We do.
True. That might be the next move.
Maybe that's a solid move.
Maybe in a few years' time after the canal network, we can move on to a houseboat in America.
I think that'd be a good call. Cool. Nice big houseboat, pontoon style boat for your OnlyFans account. It'd be great. all right. Also on the show, the queen of the central. She's the one and only Kim Woods. Kim.
Yeah, it's me. It's humid as hell. You might hear a lawnmower in the background because Dad is once again mowing the yard. So. Which is weird because he hasn't mowed it in like the last, 2 weeks maybe? So, you know, he's trying to get back on track. And that's me. I'm GamerGirl27 pretty much everywhere. So,
pretty much.
Yeah.
All right. Excellent. And last but not least, Lord of the Tacos, hailing from Northern Mexico, Ireland, Robin Tate. Robin.
I seem to be Robin Tate today. I identify as Robin Tate. I am in Ballymena. I am in Northern Ireland. And it is wet.
Well.
There's a wet joke to be made, and I'm not going to do it. Welcome to the show, Robin. Glad to have you on.
Thanks
for making it. I'm happy to be here. I wasn't sure I was going to be here.
I know.
A surprising turn of event. Well, we'll get into that. I'll talk about that. But my name is Greg DeLacy, gamertag Murphy's Law, OC_Murphy's Law on Twitter. I'm going to guide you through what should be a lovely show today. And I think we could start it off with a little story time.
Hooray, story time. Hooray, story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
All right. I'll start with story time. Because I really did not think I was going to be here. And that was because we were taking a trip down to Santa Cruz. There is a wonderful company called, it's a nonprofit called Shared Adventures. And we took our son down to Santa Cruz yesterday. And it was dual purpose. One, we got to go on this adventurous little trip. But also, we beat the heat. It was 110 degrees up here in Sacramento yesterday where we went in Santa Cruz. It was a beautiful 74 degrees with a nice breeze. The sun was out. It was absolutely gorgeous. So we were right at Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. And this company, Shared Adventures, they do these adventures for people with disability. You register for it ahead of time. And what they do in Santa Cruz is they set up these kayak little outings where they take people out on kayaks and kind of cruise around the bay right around Santa Cruz Boardwalk. They also do snorkeling for those that can do snorkeling. And then for our son, they actually have this little buggy, and it's basically, it looks like kind of one of those jogging strollers, the three-wheelers that are kind of laid back a little bit. But the tires are big, like big meaty tires that they can roll easy on the beach. And then they have these two pontoons on either side of it. And so they would literally, they just wheeled him out into the ocean, strapped into this chair with a couple people with him. And he was floating out in the ocean for a good 20 plus minutes, just chilling, kicking back, playing with seaweed, floating, bobbing up and down with the waves. Fortunately we did not see any sharks, which is always a positive. It was just a really lovely day. And originally we were going to stay down there for the weekend, but we decided we're going to power through and just come back the same day. So we came back last night, drove back. It was about 3 hours to get back. And, we got in probably closer to 11 o'clock last night. So
superb. I've seen the photograph of the little man in the water. That looks fantastic.
Oh yeah. Right? Just bobbing up and down. He was having a blast. And we were actually a little nervous because our son does not like cold anything. And the Pacific Ocean, in case you do not know, in California, it's extremely cold. We get a lot of the North Pacific waters coming down. And so they put him into a wetsuit. And that in and of itself was a task. We got him into the wetsuit and he gets out in the water. He was totally fine. Had no problems at all. So it was just awesome.
See, when we were kids, we didn't have wetsuits and we swam in the Atlantic. There was no warm water coming down from the Pacific Ocean. We got out of the water at the end of the day and we were blue, and when we coughed, the bollocks were in, it wasn't our tonsils, it was our bollocks in our throat.
I have no problem with a little colder water, not to that level, mind you. But my son in particular is not a fan of it. So we were nervous, but it was all good. Turned out perfect. And then we just hang out at the boardwalk. We went kind of walking the wharf and then around the boardwalk amusement park area, had some cocktails, and actually came home with this little gem.
Nice.
So this
a classic piece.
Yeah, I know. This is, you know, I have now claimed this. Cindy's like, should I get it? And I'm like, sure, yeah, why not? And we realize now this is just I'll likely be the one drinking from this cup whenever she will not.
Seemed like a good idea at the time.
You know what? Yes, and the thing was, the restaurant was like, if you want to get it, you have to buy the mug. We won't serve it in the mug without you buying the mug. I now understand why, because if you see the mug ahead of time, you're probably going to be like, no, that's really not worth adding an extra $30 to my price tag. Yeah. But at the time, it sounded like a good call. So yeah, so now I'm drinking a Crown and ginger beer and my little snake cup.
Nice.
Let's see what else. Great recommendation for those of you looking for date night activities to do, whether you
all
are
the time
in a relationship or if you are married, cooking classes.
Oh dear.
Look up on Groupon, do something like that. Find local culinary. So you'll have culinary academies. They do these cooking classes. They're actually quite fun. And so Friday night we went to one that they were doing lasagna night. So we learned how to, and lasagna is not the toughest thing in the world to cook, mind you. Don't get me wrong. It's pretty straightforward, easy, but it was just a blast. You're there for a couple hours, a bunch of other people. You're learning how to make stuff, you know, beyond just the lasagna. You have a first course, and this was a Italian vegetable soup. And then we did cannolis afterwards. And so you're just hands on with the food. You're making it all up and you eat what you make. Lots of fun.
Yeah, you do remember.
Great.
I sent Judith and her good friend and my friend Devon to the Italian cooking night, and her husband and I went for a few drinks, and we were to collect
them at 9 o'clock
in the evening, 3 hours later, and they had to scrape us off the floor, and we were in bed by 9:15, sound asleep.
Yes, you know, Robin, you were supposed to go with them.
It worked out really well.
Fair play. Anyway, so we had a great time with that. So I definitely recommend it. Pete, if you're ever looking for something to do a shell, cooking classes, they're fun. Okay. And Kim, if you don't have to have a date. They're just good times. I'm just saying.
You might meet someone there. You might meet a person.
Yeah, that's true.
Not if it's around here, but anyway.
Well, you know, look, if you do go to a local cooking class, learn how to cook possum, and, you know, you're good.
I'll wear my big overalls that day, too.
Yeah, last little update. My shoulder's still absolutely killing me. I'm pretty sure rotator cuff at this point. But
ouch.
Yeah, I'm not a happy camper.
Oh, dear.
It's one of those things where it is like, this is really hard for me. Mm. It does not feel good. For
don't
those
do that,
listening,
Sam.
That was me trying to raise my arm just a little bit. So
don't do it.
I'm not going to. This is why I'm drinking.
Do you walk around doing this quite a lot?
At the gym, yes. Ironically, but yeah. And you'd be surprised, Robin, how much that stupid motion, because I can do it with this arm fine, like reaching up for a glass in the cupboard.
Right.
Reaching back to try and get something that my son dropped down. All of those little activities now are little painful reminders to me that I jacked up my shoulder.
But if you keep it low and around Cindy's derriere, you're okay. It still
true,
works
but
down
then
there.
I get punched.
Ah, right. It's funny, speaking of gym, I've got Charlie has joined the local gym and Corey has joined the local gym and they're now regularly attending. So,
nice. All right.
Yeah, I'm going to the gym.
Plot underway to overthrow Robin.
Probably.
That's a well, maybe. Maybe
Robin, speaking of what's been going on with you outside of the kids going to the gym?
Not much, actually. It was a holiday week, a public holiday on the 12th of July in Northern Ireland. And, of course, work didn't leave me alone because there's no public holiday in the south of Mexico.
Right.
So we went to the beach. Oh, yeah. So I remember, goodness, the girls had been given a house for a week.
Right.
And it was a 5-bedroom house in the north coast. Lovely house, very nice, just a few minutes walk from the sea, and the girls all went up there, and I didn't. I went up and came home, which was nice, because there was one night I had I'm in Dublin today, and I won't get home until 7, 6, and I'll be tired. A lot of done 300 miles, and I'm just going to stay down.
12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, so I had a lovely night of game racing.
Nice.
A night to myself. And I went up. And then the 12th of July, then we went to the beach, which was a stupid, stupid idea. Like gale force winds. I took Jasmine and another young chap that we have at the moment for a walk. Because we went out for a brunch and Jasmine was on Cloud Cuckoo Land, and I took them for a nice walk round to the beach, and we met them on the beach, and within seconds of us landing on the beach, a shower came that had rivers coming down the hill. I mean, it's so, we spent the day huddling around the back of the cars where the kids played in the sand and jumping into the cars every time a big shower came on, and the weather's been like that now for 10 days here. It's friggin' awful. It is so depressing, and it's horrible and windswept. And
I will just say this right now, Kim and I would kill for that weather.
Yeah, for a while.
We're doing pretty good on the rain into things. So
for a while.
No, just the heat index. Yeah.
Yeah, the heat index.
Yeah, well, Europe's getting mega at the moment too, you know, but it's the summertime, so...
Right.
Yeah,
it's true. It's true.
I love the way they always say, record breaking temperatures, never before seen since 100 years ago. that's always that bit. The work, a bit of a holiday, stuff, and
all right.
Fiddling in here, doing things. I got some new components. I got a new bracket for a monitor for the rig. I'll show a photograph of it later. And yeah, time is limited, but I make the most of it. So yeah, lots of been doing lots of social stuff this week as well. So it's been good. It's been decent. All
right, cool. Speaking of fiddling, Pete, what's been going on with the boat?
Oh, do you know what? It's just tiring me out. That's the one thing I said on the notes. I'm going to change my name. I think I'm going to call myself Yawny Head rather than Yampy Head, because all I ever seem to do is just want to go to sleep. I was all ready to come on the show tonight. I was after being on the boat all day. And I fell asleep on the sofa. Shell, like, woke me up. She's like, Pete, it's like 20 to 9. I was like, oh, my God. Like, we just had tea, and I just fell asleep. I was zapped. But I made it. I don't know. Apart from work and being on the boat, I've not really done a fat lot. But, like, my arms are aching. I've been lifting bricks. Feels like I'm lifting bricks all week. I'm sick to death of seeing engineering bricks. On the bottom of the boat, I've probably explained it before, there's obviously the base plate, and underneath the subfloor there's bricks, just hundreds of bricks, and I'm sick of fetching them.
How many more do you have to place?
So instead of breaking the boat down in half now, I've split into thirds, and we've definitely finished one third. The second third now we've stripped and all the bricks are on, and I've jet washed pretty much all of those bricks today. Yeah, today. But I'm sick, but I've had to fetch. It's not just a case of just standing somewhere and just jet washing them. Like, you have to pick them up and fetch them off the boat, and you can't. I've been on my own, so most of the week, and I can't just pass them to someone to pass on, move on to the side to jet wash them. I have to pick them up, load them onto this platform, go outside because there's too many, move them onto the jetty, and then move them into the jet wash area, and then move them from the jet wash area back into the drying area, and then you pick them up to dip them in vinegar, and then once you've dipped them in vinegar, you move them to another side. And it just does not.
You needed my son Charlie. He put an advert up, and because he was off for the whole week, builders generally take this week. So he put an advert on Facebook saying he was available to do labouring, and if anybody wanted him, and blah blah blah. And some building company contacted him, and he went and done a couple of days labouring over the holidays there, and
fantastic.
Like £100 a day in his hand. He was fine. He brought a schoolmate who's still at school. One of his friends stayed on to do A-levels. So Charlie came home. He was all right.
Why do I get the feeling Charlie probably told the schoolmate, hey, I'll give you £20 if you'll help me do this work.
So, I think his friend was absolutely destroyed. So,
It's non-stop with him, and it just felt like all I was seeing was concrete bricks. And, if I'd have known that, Robin, I'd have
flew him over.
They could put him up for a weekend, and they could help us out.
But yeah, he would love that too. God,
I am sick to death of seeing engineering bricks. Shell's like, she's got an athlete's foot, and she put some cream on her foot, and she's got a chemical burn, I think, from the cream that she's put on her foot, and she's hardly.
What the heck she put on her foot?
It was just this medication cream for athletes, but anyway, it's like proper open. She's got a real open wound on her toe, and I didn't think she was going to make it today. So I thought, you know, I'd be at the boatyard to get on my own today. But she come along. She muscled through it, and she was there today, and she was scraping all of the rust off the on the second third of the boat. So all of the sections, when I sent you that picture the other week of like a painted the painted third of the boat, she's been scraping all of those sections for the second third of the boat now, ready to have all of its coats of paint and stuff. And she came off today, and I hardly seen her, to be fair. All I heard was just scraping all of this rust. And she'd come off today and she looked like she'd been on a sunbed. It was just, she's completely red of rust, all like that. So, yeah, she's been working hard today. I've just been beat, man. I'm absolutely done in, and I'm constantly yawning. I feel like I'm going to sleep all the time. Oh. But I feel like we've got a lot done this week. And as far as
the project
timeline's going, we're on track and we're actually a little bit in front. And that's where I want to get. I want to try and get a couple of weeks in front and pull things forward a bit. But this is probably the most tedious, mundane, just horrible thing that you've got to do on this bit. It's a real tough job. I'm so glad that we've got where we are to do that as well, because if we had to do that on the side of the cut, we'd have had problems with getting electricity, with having shelter, like Robin said, with all of the random weather. It has been random where I am as well this week. It's just one minute it rains,
lightning,
thunders. Next minute it's absolute scorching red hot summer, and you just think, what's going on? It's just bonkers out here at the moment. But so apart from that, I've got some video editing done.
Good lad.
This week.
Brilliant.
All right.
So
nice.
I thought, right, I've got to get this done at some point. And like Robin was saying, you've just get it out there.
Yep.
So I've got some video editing done, and I've pretty much edited the first episode now. So I just need to create an intro. I found some music and I've edited the music to the section that I want. I just need to put some words in there, like episode one and blah blah blah. But after that, we've got our video ready.
Awesome.
To release. So
awesome.
I'm hoping next week we'll be able to release our first episode, and then I can start getting into that. I suppose, like you, Robin, you've got to get yourself into that cycle of just kicking these videos out, and you know, getting into the habit of
It is hard. You know. I mean, it's desperately hard time wise. I mean, we had a fantastic community race last week, which there was some brilliant overtaking maneuvers through it, and it would be prime to edit and cut up, and I just haven't had the time to do that. I've been doing other stuff for Bongo Racing, but I haven't had that time. So
is it because you didn't win?
Yeah. Yeah, they haven't learned yet to let the boss win. They really don't. So I haven't got that bit. It's called elder abuse, but then again, I am guilty of elder abuse to all of my elderly drivers. They are old, smelly men. So,
well done.
And one of the fastest is 61 years old. So, what do we do?
So I've got episode one together, and that's going to see the boat that we've actually got. So that's just going to view it.
Brilliant! Oh, brilliant! You've got that stuff. It's fantastic.
That's good.
I'm glad that I've started that, because I've kicked myself into that habit. I'm going to put myself some time aside now to do that every single week, and hopefully try and get an episode. I don't know whether I'll do it every week or every 2 weeks. I don't know, but
get yourself something funny to close off with every video. Some stupid little thing, like mine is the Annie waddled away, waddle waddle. You just some little thing. It's just yours. Just the wee goodbye and subscribe and some little thing you finish off. That's a wee thing. So because that's where people remember.
Well, I was hoping that the cute factor of the dogs would work as well. But I don't know. I just want to get something out there, I suppose.
Yeah, you have to. It'll never be perfect. It'll always be better.
No.
And you just have to do it.
Yeah.
And I've set up a buy me a coffee thing, because that seems to be a thing with narrowboaters as well. Even through that, one of the narrowboaters has got a channel. He was given a boat. So I think it was, I'm sure it was through that channel that they ended up just donating him a boat just to do it, which is crazy. But there we go. The only thing that we've done TV-wise or watch TV-wise is do you remember Bird Box that came out?
Yeah.
Quite a while ago on Netflix, wasn't it? We ended up watching, it was the first thing that we clicked on, Bird Box, Barcelona. I wasn't too really taken aback by it. And I don't think Shell was like that. It was okay at the start. It seemed to be all right, but it just... I don't know.
I had one of those experiences this week with them. I've been having a Terminator bent. Now, I know the Terminator bent's really, really well, but there's a few that I haven't seen. And the one with Batman in it, which is, what's it, it's the fourth one. So
what, the Genesis or something like that?
Yeah. So it's sort of John Connor, he's a young man, and he's sort of in the Resistance, blah, blah, blah. Michael Ironside's
in it. It's like a prequel almost.
Yeah, and I'm sort of watching and going, at the end, and I actually had to cut it over two sessions because it just didn't grab me. I hate that.
I do have from my nephew. He recommended this new show on Amazon Prime called The Jury. He said it is hysterically funny. So this comes from the creators or the writers of The Office. So we'll see.
Oh, okay.
I also, for old time's sake, I did watch Mrs. Doubtfire. What a great movie. What a great movie.
Yeah.
And it's funny because you think about a lot of the stuff said in that movie and you think about today's times, and it does make you laugh a little bit about what was acceptable just 20 odd years back, or actually more like 30. But, you know,
where did people's sense of humor go?
Yeah.
Speaking it's of all so serious.
Oh, God. Yeah. It is heartbreaking when you think about what he went through. Pete, I am glad, though, that when you said thinking of changing your name, I was wondering where we were going with that little tidbit in your notes. So it's good to know that it wasn't something more drastic.
I feel like I'm being rude all the time, you know, just yawning all the time. And it's awful, especially when you're at work and that as well. And I'm really trying to hold back, especially with one of the guys who left when I was on a basic last week. I've had to fill in a little bit more on around, like, you know, the front desk and the public areas. And like when you're talking to some people sometimes and all I want to do is yawn, and I'm trying my hardest just not to yawn and just smile.
Okay. I read a book to Jasmine at nighttime, it's called Try Not to Yawn, and it's all about going to bed and getting ready for bed. And I can't stop yawning all the way through it. Just constantly.
So here's a funny side note to this, relating to what Robin just said. Whenever I read Colin any of his books, it doesn't matter what book it is. The moment I start reading it, I start yawning. And Cindy just laughs at me. She's just like, really?
Yep. Have you ever fell asleep, like, just alongside his bed? Or
No. So usually he's on my lap. And what will end up happening is I'll read through the same book like 3-4 times. And then finally, I'm like, enough, we're done. But then we might fall asleep together. He'll just cuddle up on me. But yeah.
I get
speaking of cuddling up, Kim, summer colds.
Yes, they suck. Yeah, if I sound a little strange and you notice I've muted my microphone for some reason because I'm about to hack up along and I don't need y'all hearing that. Yeah, summer colds, they suck. I believe I got it from my sister because she's been sick off and on. So
blame the employer.
I got the whole signage thing going on, and like I said, occasionally I get a cough started.
Did you say sinus or signage? Sorry,
sinus.
I have to.
Sinus. Yeah. Well, I don't know. There might be some signage. How the hell should I know? You know. So anyway, I don't know. It's not been as bad as when it started. So I'm hoping the next couple of days or so it'll vacate and I'll be over it and we'll all be good again. So.
All right.
Yeah. What are you gonna do? You know, if it wasn't from her, I'd get it from one of the nephews or something. Right? You know. Yeah. So.
Yeah, by the way, I did notice you were messing with your cameras. Was that?
No, I bumped it because my computer has loose USB ports. So if you bump it, it'll knock the camera out, and then you gotta smack it again to turn the camera back on. Because I've noticed now it even does it with the microphone, and it didn't do that before. So I don't know if I can take the bottom off of it and. You know, see if I can tighten those back up. I don't know. I'll have to Google it to see.
Duct tape. It works on everything.
Put a little super glue in there. No, I'm just
kidding.
Anyway, other than that, I guess I can give you a kitten update. We did try to leave the kittens out overnight here a few days ago. We had 3 raccoons show up and one of the newest kitten, Barney, which we found in the barn. he decided to go over, I guess, and try to make friends with a raccoon, which kind of freaked me out, given what's been going on. So at 10 o'clock at night, me and Anthony was here spending the night. So me, Anthony, and my dad were outside with flashlights rounding up 9 kittens to put them back in the porch. Because I was paranoid they were going to get eaten by raccoons. So, I don't know. We're going to have to figure out something to do about the raccoon problem. But
Kim, look, you have the solution in hand. You've done it before. I'm just saying.
I've done it before. But the thing of it is, and everybody complains about rabbits and how, you know, they procreate and have so many kids. Right. They've got nothing on raccoons. I kid you not. We can get rid of one raccoon here and 4 will take its place.
See, that's the problem, so, Kim. You don't just get rid of one. You kill them all.
We just about have to because, I mean, they're everywhere. So anyway, so we brought them back in. So I guess I'm going to let this go for another month and let them get a little bigger. And then we'll try again because I'm going to have to do something because, I mean, they can't.
Flashlight hunting, Kim. I'm just saying.
I know, right? Well, actually, this is going to sound terrible, and I guess if you don't like these things, walk away now. But, you know, I'll stand up my dining room window with the window down, the shotgun out, you know. So, I did that one time, and my dad called, and he's like, what are you doing? And then I told him, and he says, oh, really? And I said, yep, fun in video games. And he just laughed at me. So, anyway, right now, I'll have PETA after me now. But anyway. So anyway, that's the kitten update. You know, they're still being yurted, and I now have an extra in Barney. So we now have 9 kittens, not counting the 4 kittens that are still eating off their mother that eventually I'm going to have to probably do the same thing to so they don't get killed. So that's like, what, 13 kittens? So
Feels like my younger days. One was not enough.
Right? So anyway, I don't know. What are you going to do? I guess it is what it is. So anyway, aside from that, shout out to Razor in a way. I bought Anthony a Kishi I wanted to piss off his dad while he was down there. And because his dad hates that he plays video games and he plays on his phone and all that shit. So I bought him a Kishi because he liked to play like Game Pass games on his phone. But he was always taking a controller with him. And, it, you know, nobody wants to pack extra shit. You know what I'm saying? So I bought him a Kishi. And anyway, here about a week or so ago, right around the 4th, I think it was. It stopped working. And Anthony, even though he's 10, he takes pretty good care of it because I bought it for him and he knows it's expensive and he really likes playing games on his phone. So he was really careful with it. But the thing, it just up and stopped working. So I got a hold of Razor because I Googled it and that's what they said. So get a hold of support. They're usually pretty good about, you know, refunding or you know, sending in a new one, whatever. So I did that and I've been playing email tag with them for like the last week and a half. And I think they are going to replace it. So Anthony's pretty tickled with that. But they keep sending me emails. And it's the right email address, apparently. But I never get them. So I have to constantly keep going back and forth. And going, okay, I didn't get your email. What's going on? Or, like, they wanted a PDF of the receipt because I bought it from Verizon. Well, I got on the Verizon website to get the PDF receipt. Well, it's corrupted. So I can't download it and send it to them. I got all of Verizon. Thinking, well, okay, somebody on Verizon side can surely find it and send me another copy. They had the same problem because it's corrupted. They can't get a copy of it either. So their solution was for me to drive over an hour to a Verizon store and have them print me off a copy. And all I could think is, but if it's corrupted and you or I can't print off a copy, how is the Verizon store going to print off a copy? So
maybe they can just manufacture like a handwritten receipt or something for you. I don't know.
Possibly. I don't know. Yeah. But so I got back with Razor and told him that. I said, look, I don't want to be an asshole. I know this is turning into some big drama and I'm not trying to screw you out of another Kishi, but I can send you the email. And I tried doing that before and they said that wasn't good enough. But I said, I can send you the email showing I paid for this, or I can even get you a screenshot of my bill that shows the Razor Kishi on there from when I bought it. But finally, I guess they took pity on me, and they're just like, look, send us the broken one back, and we'll send you a new one. Score. Well, then they sent me the email for the RMA to send it back. I never got the email for the RMA. So I had to get back a hold of them this morning and be like, look, this is the problem. The email is right, but it's not in my spam folder either, so I'm not sure where the email went. So can you send me another? So it's been a drama. It's been something. I'm sure they think I'm crazy because I've been through 6 different customer service people, at least if you go by their names, because their names all change. So I've been through 6 of these people already, so I'm sure they think I'm some sort of psychopath. So
they've absolutely labeled you. A flag on your file every time you call in. Oh, shit. It's Kim.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not her again. Oh, hell. You know, so there's that. But like I said, props to them, because even with everything, the hiccups and everything, they did say, well, send us the one that doesn't work back and we will send you another one. Because I was at the point, you know what, I'm tired of fucking with it. I'll just buy him another one. Because honestly, it might be worth it going through all this other bullshit. But we'll see what happens. So in other technical news, let me pull up the other thing here so I can see that I'm showing it. I bought a Kindle, believe it or not.
Ooh.
I've seen that. And I have a phone, but my tablet is a 10-inch, and with a cover on it, it weighs like 3 pounds. So if you're trying to read a book and hold it for several hours, eventually that's going to get, you know, tiring. Well, then you got my phone, and I have glasses, so, you know, my eyeballs aren't exactly the greatest in the world. And after staring at that little phone for so long, then eventually your eyes get hurting. So I decided to buy a Kindle e-ink.
Lovely. Have one.
Reader. I got Judith a paper white. It's a paper white nice. Signature. So, as you can see, smaller than my tablet, but bigger than my phone. And it's really light, so that's helpful. But the only problem is, I have Kindle books, but I also have books through Barnes & Noble. So, I'm going to have to turn right around and buy one from Barnes & Noble if I want to read my Barnes & Noble books.
There's nobody's worked out how to port them over, no?
Well, they have, but I tried reading the instructions to do that, but it gave me a migraine, so I'm just like, well, you know, do I want to suffer through this and see if it'll work, or do I just want to fork out another $100 and get another one? So,
oh dear.
I don't know. So, but anyway, I haven't got to use it because, of course, I've been sick and haven't felt like reading yet, but I like the looks of it, so we'll see.
And this was one of your Amazon Prime days.
Yeah. They had as a bundle, you got the Kindle, you got a cover, and you got a wireless charger, which I didn't really think I was going to need, but it is pretty handy. So, and I got it all for like $172, which is actually cheaper, well, maybe not cheaper, but is a little bit cheaper than just buying the Kindle itself, because it's like 180 something or something like that, 168 or some shit like that. So I didn't think that was too bad.
So are the Kindles like, I've got color prints on them now, or is it just all
some of them black do, yes.
White? Yeah, but no, it's a book. It's, I mean, the paper white that is like paper. It really is.
Yeah.
It's not like reading on a screen that glares at you. The screen is very, very gentle on your eyes.
Yeah, so, they say it's supposed to be better for your eyeballs, and I like to read for more than like an hour at a time, so I needed something that wasn't going to make my eyes worse than what they already were, so that's why I went with an e-ink reader instead of, because I even looked at like tablets so I could download like the Nook app and the Kindle app and just have them that way. But they are expensive and reviews on those were spotty. So, you know.
All right.
Yeah.
Well done.
So, I think other than that, that's pretty much it for me this week.
Okay. So, yeah. I am jealous. In true DeLacy fashion, I absolutely had Amazon Prime Day targeted and bought nothing. And then the day after it all ended, proceeded to need to buy multiple things from Amazon, and I just kind of chuckle. I'm like, okay,
I bought
likely all of it was on sale.
I bought I bought a thing. I bought
oh god,
that's why the weather's so bad.
Everybody.
I bought a cart that folds up to about this size but turns into this big massive beach cart with like moon buggy wheels on it for putting all the beach stuff in, and you could fold it right up to this really tiny small unit. Really cool. Holds 300 liters worth of stuff, Jasmine. You could use it as a baby cot if you had to.
Yeah, there you go.
So, a child's baby cot with bars. It unfolds about that size. It's cool. Yeah. It's really cool. It arrived today, actually. Arrived today. Jasmine had great fun in it.
All right. Awesome. Well, I have made purchases, but I'll wait to show off that. It will be part of new collection stuff behind me.
Nice.
Yeah. Not Amazon store related at all.
Cool. Well, you saying that, I did buy a bookshelf, which obviously is not up yet. So if you see the exercise bike, eventually there'll be a shelf there and I'll have all my collectible stuff on it so you can see more of my stuff.
Good.
Excellent. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. I think that does it for story time. Robin, let's talk about games.
I don't know yet. I don't know. I mean, because there is a birthday this week coming.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. And
I don't know who the hell it would be.
There's a cake on the screen now, and there's a little scrolly message on Kim's name. And her birthday is on the 21st, Greg. It really is.
21st. I I almost forgot had you not reminded me. Thank you.
Yeah, so well, everybody knows now because it's going to go scroll there for the whole podcast.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Kim. I hope you have a really good time next week. I'm sure we'll chat anyway. But everybody that's listening, please send Kim a nice message.
And of course, now you've reminded me. So technically, yes, my wife's birthday also on the 22nd.
Indeed. Yes.
So lots of birthdays happening, upcoming.
There you go. Happy birthday, Kim. This is just for you. Happy birthday. You don't want to hear that, do you? Really?
No.
Okay.
Kim, what is it?
What?
27, 28?
Well, sure, we'll go with that. Sure. Why not? Sure. No, I'll be 45. You know.
45? Wow. Really?
Yeah, I know. Right.
You don't look a day over 44.
Yeah. How did that happen?
Well, not yet. So.
How did that happen? How did I get 45?
Anyway. I don't know.
Terrifying.
Just keeps on spinning.
Shall we play a game?
I want to play a game.
You are one pathetic loser.
All right. I think we can kind of skip over the games with gold and Yeesh. PlayStation Plus stuff because we pretty much know all of that.
Yeesh.
So let's dive into what we have been playing. Where to go first? I'm going to go with Pete because I see a different game on your list of Pete. There's a frowny face next to it.
That is not good.
That actually makes for good story time. So let's talk about it, Pete.
I was hoping to play Hogwarts Legacy. And my son. Yeah, I was. I was hoping because it is really, really good.
Right.
But we didn't make it upstairs, and my son was just going on and on with Fall Guys, and I was just getting a bit bored. I was just like, oh, God, I'm sick of playing this game every week. And that's the trouble. We, you know, like, you know, children with autism love they just love their routine, don't they? And I was just like, Leo, there's a new game that we could play today. I've downloaded it on the Xbox. What is it, Dad? Fortnite. No, it's not. It's not new by any shot. But I just thought, let's give it a go. It's cartoony. It's different. It's got guns, variety, a bit of open worldness to it. And I don't know, I just thought, well, we'll just give it a shot. Anyway, he thinks it's shit. So we ain't playing that again. Yeah, but we've got this thing where we take it in turns. That's the thing that I find always cute. So I always get a turn as well. So I've been playing it myself, and Fortnite really scares me because I've seen how fast these kids build those four walls and a roof and staircase and defend themselves. They fortify their own area.
You know, there's no build mode. There's a no build mode.
Right.
Is there really?
Yes. Yeah.
Show me that option. Oh my God, I didn't even see that.
Absolutely. So that is gonna play more like PUBG than than you know. Yeah, because I'm with you. The building like throws me off. I'm like, can't do it.
Yeah. I will not play with Tony unless it's no build mode. Because
these kids, they build a mansion, don't they? They pretty much build a church before I've even built like two walls around me to defend myself.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, how did you do that? But the thing was that the second time, I think it was, I played, I come second. I was just like, either the players are really crap and they're not up to the standard and as tactical as they are on PUBG, or I was extremely lucky. But I got to this point where I was doing well. I got myself some good weapons. I got great things for my shield and energy and first aid kits. And I just got the right things around me. I dropped in the right place. And I killed, I think it was 7 people. And I got second. But, Leo was just not loving this game. He was, at first, he was okay with it. But
right.
Excuse me. He started, I think he got to about 32nd the first time round, and then it started to get progressively worse, and I think that was because he was just losing his attention on it. And he got about 80 seconds, and he was just like, he may as well just said, "Fuck this shit, I'm done," as my brother always says. And he'd had enough, and he was all out. So I couldn't play it anymore. He was done, and he wanted to go back to Fall Guys. So we didn't have enough time to play Hogwarts Legacy. So that ended up being the extra game that I've played this week.
Fortnite.
It was good fun, though. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it for what it was.
And who knows? Maybe with no build mode, you'll actually really take.
Hey, that is that something that's coming out soon, or is
no? It's out. It is out.
Yeah, it's already out. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. I think it's going to be in the player list. I don't know specifically. I mean, I legitimately have never played Fortnite ever since it first came out.
Right.
And I had the same moment your son did. I was like, F this shit. I'm done.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you one thing. The menus and the whole, everything from the start, I mean, it's either selling you stuff, it's all about collecting stuff, or it's leading you into all these other things like customizing your character. But I find the menus really overwhelming. There's just so much going on. Yeah. The Battle Pass, that was the first thing that I sink you into. And spending money or a membership, subscribing to Fortnite, which is like $10 or something like that a month. Right. And I just felt like it was very straight in your face as soon as you opened the game, and there was no direct route just to press A and just get into the game and play it for what it is. It was very heavily marketed and very confusing for me. I couldn't navigate myself around where to go whatsoever. So I didn't see that no build stuff at all, which if I'd have saw that, I'd have gone for that. Probably would have been a lot easier and Leo might not have ducked out earlier. But I don't think I'm going to be able to convince him of that next week. I'm going to have to go with something else. I'll try and get him on Hogwarts Legacy again because I really do like that game. That does look like a cool game. But anyway, that's me.
All right. Excellent. Kim, before we get into your games played, right, let's give a shout out to the chat. I see some people in there. Some people coming in late. Always late. I'm just saying. Lord,
all
hello.
Right. Well, you saying that. Yes, Lord is in there. Boomer has been in there. I keep thinking there's another one. Hold on. Let me pull my list. I swear it's Alzheimer's. Oh, and Snoogans. Yeah, Snoogans popped in there.
Snoogans.
Thank you all for dropping by. I was starting to wonder because for a while there was just me and Robin, and I'm like, is nobody showing up today? I mean, you know, come on. But then Boomer finally showed up. Took him long enough. But anyway.
That's because they thought I wasn't going to be on the show. And
that's
they,
it.
They sound, they realized I was on the show. So, yeah. No.
You're right.
Kim, what have you been playing?
Believe it or not, I didn't get any Vampire Survivors in this week. Because, like I said, I've been sick and everything. So, I didn't. But I did work on Diablo. And unlike some people, I did make some headway in the story.
That's hurtful, Kim. It's really hurtful. I've been trying.
It's hard because, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm trying to mainline the story because apparently, and I didn't realize this, but apparently you have to have the story and stuff done before you can even do the season.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, well. So I've been trying to mainline the story. And if you know me in RPGs, you know, I'm all about like side questing and all that shit before I even get to the story. So walking by these blue like exclamation points and all this stuff is making my fucking skin crawl because I'm like, no, I'm doing the story.
I'm there with you, but I'm failing. I'm failing badly. Right? And this is the only game I played this week, so we might as well talk, you know, together on this. But I mean, I have been trying to be like you, mainline the story.
Right.
I've had mild success with that. I'm in Act 3 finally,
good.
But I walk by the blue check mark, and my problem is I stop, I get that quest going, and then I'm like, okay, but I'll put it back to the main quest.
Right.
But then I see this list of side quests just like calling my name.
Getting bigger and bigger all the time.
Yeah. And then I end up just focusing on side quests and
Right. Yeah. Same here, or I'll get them like if they're on the way to the main quest that I'm going to, then I'll do it because I did a couple that were like the same direction that I was heading, so I did those. But I did finish Act 3, so I'm on to Act 4, and I like I said, I don't know how long are the seasons. Does anybody know? Because I don't have a clue, so I don't know. I may miss this one because apparently you have to get at least get the story missions done, right? But then somebody else was saying you needed to find, like, all the Lilith altars and all that shit. And I'm like, well, there's no way I'm going to get all that done before the season starts, or maybe before it's over. So I don't know. So we'll see, because what is there? There's six acts, I think, to the story. So
yeah, once again, so glad I bought the premium version.
Right? So, yeah, so I did that this week and got that done. And like I said, I didn't get much of it played this weekend because I got distracted by some other things. Other things being COD. We played some more multiplayer with Boomer because I love my nephew Anthony to death. But when he played last week, he got to rubbing it in my face because he's a level like 108. And I wasn't. I was like a level 91, 92 because he plays it more than I get to. So this weekend, I kind of got a little revenge. Me and Boomer played a shit ton yesterday, and I'm now a level 104, I think. So I'm climbing on the ladder there and getting a little higher. Because my deal is by the time, because Anthony got grounded, side note. So my deal is by the time he gets to be able to play again, hopefully I'll be higher than him. So
I mean, if you really want to be
grounded for what's the deal now with being grounded? How long are you grounded for?
I don't know how long he's grounded for, but apparently yesterday he was hitting a ball with a bat, and apparently when he hit his brother with it. The ball, not the bat, thank God. And apparently that was enough to make my sister mad, so now he's grounded. We don't know for how long, but we know he's grounded.
It was an accident. Right? If you really want revenge, Kim, just log in under his account and get him banned.
Oh, I know, right? Oh, dear. But it was enough that I unlocked. They have a fully automatic shotgun that they just come out with these season whatever the hell they want to call it, the middle of the season redo thing, whatever. Anyway, they come out with a full automatic shotgun. I got that. So okay. He hasn't got that yet. So neener, neener, neener. But anyway, yeah, some good COD MP this weekend. I had to report a couple of guys for their gamer tags because they were really gross. But yeah, pretty good fun otherwise. I've become the person that I used to hate, which is the person that would run around with a shotgun and, you know, blast you in the face. I have become that person. But I've decided they're not nearly as bad as the people that run around with knives or, like, batons and beat you with them. Those people I hate worse, I think. So, but anyway, yeah. Just keep leveling up in hopes that I can overtake my nephew, because I'm petty that way. So,
I like the petty side of you, Kim. That's okay. That's all right.
Good.
So, Robin?
Yeah, that's me. Hello?
It's waking you out of your slumber.
No, I'm doing lots of stuff here. Cool.
No, I feel like, Robin, you have mastered the ability to sleep with your eyes open.
Yeah, absolutely. Long ago. Long, long ago. Yeah, absolutely. Do you know what? I don't even take me seconds to go to sleep. It really does.
Yeah.
Anywhere. Okay, so what did I do this week? We've done some racing. We've done the first race in the season of ACC, season 11, and it was in Donington. We had some pretty good races there. We got a good fifth place in a very high group. So I think we're in that top 50 already in the championship to start with, which is a good way to start. Some of the Bongo Racing members also had some very good races, including podiums and a win. So that's absolutely fantastic for them, bastards. But the highlight for me was on the screen now is the community event that we had on Thursday night, and there was a really, really good turnout. When you see the video, all of the green cars are in the Bongo Racing liveries. It is pretty fabulous, actually. Out of the 14 or 15 cars, there was 9 of them wearing the liveries from the team, which was really good. So very, very good, exciting, close racing. From the really, really fast guys in, at the top of the field to the guys in the middle and in the back. And it was a very, very exciting. So that was fun. Now, I did an upgrade this week. It's odd when you're looking at the camera and then trying to look at chat and look at the race as well. I had the screen with the chat over on the other side, and it was all over the place. And I had the streaming screen on like a camera lighting pole on it, and it just wasn't working out right. So I ordered a bracket to fit onto the unit that's behind me. Now, it's one of these Kallax units from IKEA, so they're completely hollow. And a while back, I had backed it off with this stuff called, you know, this beauty board. So cheap timber on the back of it, and then covered it on all of the soundproofing foam. but there's no way on this earth you could ever screw a monitor and an arm onto that. So when the monitor arrived yesterday, I had an hour and a half free to invent something. So another piece of timber, bracket it in, all this stuff here. And I have the new, I'm going to put it up on the screen now. Where is that image? Rig. Well, that's going. So the rig now is looking pretty darn sexy, actually. So the where it is now, so the camera, microphone, and screen is sitting.
Oh, that looks awesome.
In portrait mode, so I can have the OBS screen and the chat stuff running at that one side, and I can quickly catch the chat out of the corner of my eye now. But it's turned into a monster. It really has.
Very nice.
Good God, look at that.
So
that is awesome, Robin.
So tomorrow my DD mini screen, it's about a five and a half inch screen in an aluminium case, it can be used in a car, will sit on top of the wheel, and it'll have a dashboard running on it with a whole pile of extra stuff, so it goes, it should arrive tomorrow, God help me.
What else is left to go on this? I mean, that looks just incredible.
As far as the stream goes, the streaming PC, the one that I'm on now, probably could do with an upgrade at some stage within the next 12 months.
And how old is that PC?
Oh, this one I hear is probably about 8 years old. This one. It's a separate beast for it. Lighting is for the stream needs to be upgraded. Some lighting. I'm just using a basic ring light up there.
Enough on his OnlyFans page. It needs to be better.
Some better lighting. So as far as the stream, but as far as the wheels, the racing sim is concerned, I've got probably one of the best rigs that's out there. I've got some of the best pedals. Yeah. I've got one of the best wheels. But we're talking about this week with some of the guys, and Roger, who's out in Florida, he. Fantastic racer, brilliant teacher, you know, helping people and helping me leaps and bounds. And he was showing off his wheels, photographs of wheels, because Jason, Step J, got to go to Donington and try a really professional sim rig. And he's came home and went, it all feels crap now. So he's down that rabbit hole. But he was showing his Porsche replica wheel with a screen on the front of it by a company called Grid. And it's over $2,000 for the wheel. Not the base that drives it, just the wheel.
Right.
It's
just the wheel.
Very expensive rabbit hole. And speaking of which, somebody that would drop into the streams every now and again and chat would be someone what we brought up earlier on, Gary DeFelice.
Yes.
Whose birthday's coming up very soon as well. And a few days ago he joined the Discord and said, look, this looks like so much fun. I've always said it. And he's, while the podcast has been on, he's posted a photograph of his Amazon delivery, and a wheel and pedals. It begins.
Yes.
So.
It's a dangerous, dangerous rabbit hole.
So this week the community race is at Valencia. I've done a fantastic poster with me as a matador, one of the old school Spanish posters. So we're at Valencia on Thursday night for the community race. That's 10 o'clock UK time. Come and join the Discord. The Discord is in all my videos. You'll go in there and you'll get access to our free practice servers. Every night there's guys on there teaching and helping, refining. And then the race nights on Thursday nights are always good fun. Yeah. And
Robbie, you have mastered the thumbnail. The thumbnails. You really have. You get it. That you get the game, the YouTube game. You have all the various shots. I always laugh a little bit when I see the different thumbnails coming out.
I made a tutorial over the last couple of weeks for the new LFM season. So trying to give something back to the community about the things I wish I knew. Where is it? Here, home. And I'll bring it up.
Are you trying to find that? I was confused as to why you were buying those dice from Las Vegas, and I've just noticed that on the
phone. On the rig.
Yeah. And I could, fantastic.
Yeah, so they're the fairy dice. They were actually for someone else, but I just thought, nah, they're so good. They're the fairy dice.
Yeah.
So I made this video. A lot of the videos about getting on the low fuel motorsport, how you get your license, the whole process, and a lot of it is hidden behind jargon and and junk. And there's a lot of stuff that they talk about, these things called SA and ELO and safety ratings and this, that, and the other, and levels of safety ratings and rookies and average times to qualify. And so I wanted to break that down into the stuff that I wish I really knew, and I made this video here. But I've changed the thumbnail 4 times already because just to try and refine it from... You know, I wish I knew. I've changed the photograph to make it more, yeah. So just trying it. And the thumbnail is key. It is really key, really key. Because when you're browsing on a phone, so there's a difference between a phone and a big screen. So you're watching on your TV at home. The thumbnails are going to be 10 times the size. But on a phone, generally, and that a lot of people consume YouTube on phones. Text has to be minimal, colors, red, stuff like that. There, it's very, very, you know, you have to be very, very clear about fonts, colors. I have made my thumbnails for this week's races already, done that this afternoon, so I don't have to rush to do that. And I looked at one of them and I thought it looked really cool. And then I was doing a bit of research about this race track. It's a Kyalami in South Africa. Other videos that have been made about that have been popular. And I looked at it and everybody else's ones were the exact same. It was of a car, sexy car shot, and really, really cool. And mine was exactly the same as that. And I thought, no, I got to stick my face in here again. So I've stuck my to make it different than just the car shot. So, and I think the big close up, as ugly as a face of mine is, that's really important. That's a game as well.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a game as well.
Within the game.
It's a game as well. So we're almost at 400 subscribers now. We're on track at this moment in time, and it's good fun, and the community is a real added bonus, and it's been great. And funny, I've got little envelopes here. One is going to Coochie Coo, Roger Lepardi in Florida, and one is going to Andy the Great, Ward. In Bradford, with Bongo Racing stickers in them, so they're being distributed around the world at this moment in time. So, yeah, if you want Bongo Racing stickers, let me know.
Nice.
Anyway, so yes, it continues. It continues.
Okay. All right. Excellent. I failed to mention we did play more Halo on Wednesday, and it kind of reminded me when you were talking about the Bongo Mint Green racing around. We now have our Naughty Bunny team, and all the guys on the team. We all have the bunny ears going, and it's kind of comical because when we win, you have to think the other teams are looking at us, being like, "Oh, they must, you know, they practiced, they did well." Mostly Rob does well, Snoogans, and then the rest of us do. You know, we kind of hold our own a little bit, and then when we get our wins. But you know, we look like, you know, hey, we're like a team, because we've got the bunny ears going. But I think it's actually probably funnier when we get into the match and they see us and they see all the bunny ears and they're thinking, oh, they must be good. And then we just lay the total goose egg and get our asses handed to us. That happened a few times this past Wednesday. It did. It did. It was an up and down session, but we had a lot of fun. That's all that matters. So
indeed.
Good times. All right. Let's.
Oh, sorry. Question. News. Hold on. No. Yeah. Question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you boys with bunny ears or girls with bunny ears?
That's a good question. I think myself and Lewis are boys. I don't know about Martin and Snoogans. While he wants to claim a man, I'm pretty sure he's a girl.
Yeah.
It is what it is. No, you know, we cast no shame. We, you know, it's okay. You identify how you want to identify. We identify as bunnies. I wanted to be bad bunny, but then I was told we can't be bad bunny. It has to be naughty bunny. So there you go. All right, Robin, let's kick off the news.
Here is the fucking news.
All right. So Robin, before we get going with the news here, we need to properly introduce this. And so this is our abridged version of the latest episode of the Microsoft Activision Blizzard King versus FTC CMA and Sony show. This is all the drama without the calories. Take it away, Robin.
Okay. strap yourselves in, kids. All right, so you know that Microsoft wanted to buy Activision, and Sony didn't.
Wait, what?
And Sony didn't want them to do it. Well, it's all sorted now. Okay, moving on. No, we'll go into it in a little bit more detail, and bear with, because it does deserve some detail in this here as well. So, on Monday the 9th, the Circuit Federal Court ruled against the FTC's case to grant a preliminary injunction, citing that they failed to make a case of why emergency relief should be given. The court further stipulated that the cool-off period for this decision was set to expire on Friday the 14th, which would coincide with the expiration of the temporary restraining order that was in place from before. But once the TRO was lifted, this could clear a path for Microsoft Activision to proceed. The FTC would have 5 business days to file an appeal if they chose to do so. So that all happened. But shortly after that ruling was made on Tuesday morning, we were given notice that both Microsoft and the CMA agreed to have their CAT tribunal proceedings paused as they had further discussions and informal statements from both parties. So there was extra stuff coming here even while all of this was going on. And rumours on late on Tuesday began to swirl around that the FTC might file an appeal. Well, that came from Bloomberg, whether that was right or not. But after the rumour surfaced, we were treated to the CMA coming forward and making a public statement. While they had agreed to pause the CAT proceedings with the MS Activision, they still stood by their decision to block the deal. And then, late on Wednesday afternoon, the FTC does file their appeal of the decision. And Judge Corley, the judge here, denies the appeal. He says, no, you're not having that appeal. And then kicks the case to the Ninth Circuit Appellate Court. And the FTC appeal is a lengthy 20-page document that I have read in entirety that, from most accounts, did not address actual procedural issues, but took issue with how the judge had applied the law. In some instances, the appellate court would make a decision on the appeal by the end of the day on Friday. And in a follow-up, MS and Activision did both file responses to the appeal, citing that, in a nutshell, the FTC was wrong across the board and this appeal had absolutely and utterly no merit. That's really part of this. Thursday morning, then, we woke up and the head of the FTC, Lina Khan, appeared before a Senate Judiciary Committee in government and was roasted over the fire for a long time as committee members questioned her motives. Are you getting a backhander? For some of their attempts to block mergers, including things like Microsoft and Activision. The FTC was now 0-4 on big merger fights that they had picked. 0-4. They've won none of these. Waste of time and money. The result was that the FTC, instead of getting an additional $34 million in funding, had their budget cut by $25 million. Slap it up. That's a big cut. On Friday, then, later on Friday.
Quick side note.
Yeah, yeah.
Quick side note on this, Robin,
yeah, yeah.
Before we move forward. The reason why I included this in there is there's a lot of speculation that the only reason the FTC actually filed their appeal was to keep Lina Khan from having to answer questions around
filibustering.
The merger. Yeah, because she would not comment on an active case. So, anyway.
Well, then later on Friday, the CAT tribunal announces that they're going to hold mediation discussions with the CMA and Microsoft on Monday, the 17th at 2:30 UK time. Friday, then, the NASDAQ announces that Activision is going to be delisted from the stock exchange on the 17th. Ooh. The appellate court, as expected, denied the appeal. This opened the door for the TRO expiring at midnight and allowing Microsoft Activision to finalise their deal in the US. Important note here, the FTC still has no proceeding on the docket with their own internal court to rule on the merger. The reason the FTC was trying to stop this in the courts was that internal proceedings would not take place until sometimes 2023, 2024, and would not stop Microsoft Activision from making their deal now. They could make their deal now. This key point. Fast forward to just this morning, Phil the dude, Spencer, he went on Twitter to announce that Microsoft and Sony have a binding agreement to keep Call of Duty on PlayStation, and we have just heard while the podcast is on for 10 years. It's not clear at the time of writing what the terms were, but we now know it's 10 years. But Sony finally bent the knee, gave Phil a big blow. No, they didn't. And with this move, in the entirety of the FTC case that they have been trying to make now completely and utterly falls apart. What happens now on Monday? Is this actual further investigation of the CMA, or is this just a formality and a saving face move for the CMA? Rumours are Microsoft has offered to grant their cloud gaming rights for the UK to a third party, possibly EE, to appease the CMA. Now, what a palaver. And the only people that made money out of this were lawyers and barristers. Yeah. And the people that didn't make any money out of this were the government organisation that had their funding cut by 25 million. If Sony said, wise up, it's never going
to
happen.
You have to wonder also if Sony is going to regret a little bit for fighting this so hard, because a lot of their laundry got aired in the court case.
Yep.
And I mean, sometimes you have unintended consequences that come forward from this. It is going to be interesting to see what happens tomorrow, because everything is kind of hinting at this is going to close in the next 2 days. But the CMA, you know, they've claimed they need to have a potential further investigation if the terms of the original, you know, agreement were going to be changed from Microsoft's side in terms of the UK specifically. But my gut is they have a gentleman's handshake on the back end of this, that they've already worked out this deal. Microsoft is going to do this kind of divestiture of the cloud gaming side of it, give this company, the EE. I'm not sure who that is, by the way.
EE is a telephone company.
Okay. Yeah. So they basically give them the cloud gaming rights to kind of manage that in the UK, and that will clear the path, you know, the pathway. And maybe it'll just be, you know, we've conducted our investigation in 5 minutes to kind of situation, and then you just close this deal.
Just nutty. Just a waste of time and energy on just. Anyway, I understood most of that, so that was good. Okay.
Robin, one last big story.
So a very, very good friend of mine who has worked extremely hard for Microsoft over the years. He has been part of the Xbox 360 almost from the very, very beginning. He's been a loyal Xbox supporter and has done leaps and bounds of good for the Xbox brand over the years. Larry Herb, or Major Nelson, as you may know him, Larry, and somebody Herbie, sometimes he gets called. He is calling it an end of his career at Microsoft. Now, he's being a bit canny. He's not saying exactly what he's doing right now. He announced on Twitter just over this weekend with a heartfelt goodbye. We're not quite sure what's going to happen, but, you know, he had worked very hard. He had been taking a step back. The podcast hadn't been going, but it was the weekly podcast that we all listened to for many, many years. And even though he was an utter and complete pro as far as how he spoke and everything, the younger generation, maybe, you know, he's Al Granda playing games. But he's an avid gamer. He was a gamer. Still is a gamer, I'm quite sure, and he'll be missed. He was a part of the podcast, and we love to chat about Larry, and we have had fun with Larry. So good luck, Larry, in whether it's your retirement or a furthering of your career. And I'm actually surprised you haven't shuffled your way up within Microsoft somewhere. But if you go to Sony now,
wouldn't that be something?
Yeah. But I hope he's well. I hope he's good, and he's going to enjoy his time here. So. Good lad.
Yeah. I mean, he has been a fixture.
Yeah.
And I mean, he really, I think, helped that initial community in the Xbox side of it just grow. I mean, he was, by all accounts, he was the community manager. He's the one that was behind it. They had the Major Nelson show for the longest time, and then they changed that to, I think it was the Xbox Community Podcast. I think they kind of renamed it from the Major Nelson show. But either way, I do wish him all the best. I mean, he's always seemed like a pretty stand-up guy. Right. And yeah, fond memories of just listening to that show, especially early on in the generations. So,
yeah. And he's okay. I mean, he's done all. He's on. His estimated net worth is around $20 million. So he's done all right out of Microsoft as well. So good lad.
Oh yeah.
Good lad.
He probably wishes he. Maybe he's going to go to work for Activision tomorrow, and sell stock.
A guy I would love to have met. To have met.
Absolutely. All right. Well, from here, we can transition to new releases, Kim.
So many new releases, too. Your new releases for July 16th through the 22nd are Viewfinder for the PS5 and PC on July 18th. I don't know. Is that like the big red thing you used to hold up to your face with the disc?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right? I just love those things.
Mm. Right? That was funny. And we have Might and Magic Clash of Heroes Definitive Edition for the PS4, Switch, and PC. Really? Not for the Xbox Series X or the PS5? Maybe it's... I don't know. Maybe it's already out for that, and this is just a thing. Anyway, it's up July 20th, so there's that. And last but certainly not least, we have Pikmin 4 for the Switch on my birthday, which is July 21st. So I've never played a Pikmin game. There's a demo out. I might have to try it.
Yeah. Pete, your brother loves Pikmin. It's one of his favorite games, the Pikmin.
Apart from Mario, I don't think I know anything about my brother's favorite games. I don't know.
Snooker.
Snooker.
Right.
Snooker.
Oh, is it really snooker? Yeah. It's madly snooker. Do you know what? Has he played on that game lately? The snooker.
That I don't
22
know.
Is it or 20? I don't know. But apart from Mario, I don't know. My brother don't talk about video games to me that much. You know, when we see each other, it's just all about normal life stuff.
I tell you what, I do love Pete. I love that every now and again we still get a little post to the Las Vegas WhatsApp group.
Yeah,
like this reminds me of this, or this reminds me of that. That's cool.
The baby shower has been opened up to men as well, apparently. There's a baby shower that's on the 30th or 31st of July. And now the men can attend. It was a female only event.
We should go dressed as babies.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
that's
a great idea. Big nappy, old style nappy on and all, baby grow. Yeah.
I should just get them all to come over to where the boat is, really, and get them all to jet wash bricks. That's what I should do, really. That's more practical.
Brilliant.
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out what Pikmin is. Excuse me.
Oh, it's a cool little game. This is the fourth one.
Pikmin. I know Pikmin. Pikmin, as Kim pronounced it. I just had a very different view of a game. I just kind of envisioned a little guy behind the curtain.
Yeah, I'm still thinking about the South African version of the South African tribes version of the viewfinder thing that I used to have. I used to love it.
National Geographic version.
Yep.
Yep. There you go.
First boobs I've ever seen.
It wasn't as exciting as you wanted it to be, though. Let's be honest. You know, you'd get that National Geo and you're like, oh, I'm going to see naked people. Then you'd see it and you'd be like,
I just stand there.
Yeah.
Just stand there. Yeah. It's a droopy one. Why is one bigger than the other? What's that all about?
Why are they not symmetrical? Yeah. And yeah.
Yeah.
No. All right. Anyway.
Moving on.
Playdates. Wednesdays. Halo is still a thing. The naughty bunnymen we ride. The naughty bunnymen. The naughty bunnymen. Yeah.
Dear.
I know. Pikmin, naughty bunnymen. Bunnymen. Robin, you are racing what time? Thursdays?
Yes, Thursday night, 9:50 UK time for the briefing for a very strict kickoff at 10 o'clock. And go to Bongo's Bits on YouTube, Robin Tate, and join the Discord to find all the details. And I hope to see you there. It's growing every week.
There's a part of me that wants to do this, and there's a part of me that knows I can't do it, because the reality is I will instantly try and crash into people.
Right.
I know. I will get in trouble. I will be a problem. I know that. Yes, I realize that.
It's one of my wonderful admins, Iad, and his brother as well is in. And Iad is about our age, and he's a solicitor. And he does the, in the Discord group, all of the server details, how to get into all the servers, the three servers. Right. And he keeps that all updated, and all the instructions and all the bits and pieces there. And then they read like a legal document. So, no.
Oh, you. I realize this. And yet I would still do it. Then that's why I can't. I understand my limitations.
Oh,
I
no,
do.
That's great. No, it's brilliant. There's all levels there. I mean, Jason's coming on leaps and bounds now. And now there's Gary in there. And there's you know, the Discord group has a ton of folk in it now. More and more people come in. So it's all levels. So don't be frightened. So, I mean, Gary bought himself a basic Logitech wheel for his PC. Logitech wheel, right. $120-130 somewhere, I think. So again, that's your barrier to entry. That's a start. So yeah. with a PC and this wheel and a set of pedals, that's all you need to get started. And some of them really, really fast guys are using the basic stuff. I'm an extreme case of new and shiny.
Mm-hmm. I think it goes beyond that, Robin.
It does.
Let's be honest.
It does.
All right. I guess we're at that time. We're going to wrap the show up. So, Kim, why don't you start it off? I literally
can't
do
it anymore.
Nope, can't do it. Kim, start us off.
All righty. I'm going to give our shatters another shout out. We've got Lord Snoogans, Boomer. Was there another one? I feel like I'm missing somebody. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Rob.
Well, Snoogans. Yeah, no, Snoogans, Lord Boomer. Is there anybody else?
Boomer.
Anyway, if you run the chat today, thank you, because there for a while, like I said, I didn't think anybody was going to show up, and it was just going to be us, which is fine, because I love you guys, but, you know, it's always nice to have somebody in the chat to kind of bounce things off of. Anyway, speaking of play dates and whatnot, we need to get some more Diablo, like, dungeon crawling in. That was fun. I enjoyed, you know, beating the butcher around with you and Mark, so we'll have to see if we can't do some more of that. I mean, I know he's all in up in Defoe's right now with the nightmare whatnot, but you know, take pity on those poor peasants that aren't quite there yet, you know, just saying. And that being said too, I do play COD multiplayer a lot, so if you see me and Boomer on playing COD and you want to jump in and watch me run around in my bunny suit with my shotgun blasting the hell out of people, or like the clip I posted on Twitter where I shot a guy, threw my grenade at him, apparently I didn't realize I hit him with my grenade, it bounced back at me and blew me up.
That was funny.
So, that was actually a very nice piece of work, Kim.
Thank you.
Was well done.
My grenade throwing skills are subpar at best. I mean,
legendary.
They're just awful. I spend more time blowing myself up than somebody else. But other than that, I have fun doing it. So if you want to play some COD multiplayer sometime, look me and Boomer up or, you know, whatever. Let us know and we'll get you in there. And you can, like I said, watch me jump around in my little bunny suit with my shotgun. It's a good time. And, you know,
I'm due.
Right? And people are just mean to the poor bunny. I don't know if it's because it makes me have a sign on my back and they're just like, oh my God, we're going after the bunny and killing it. But some people are downright mean to the old bunny. So, you know. Anyway, I hope everybody has a good week. And, over to Robin.
Happy birthday to you for this week, Kim. I hope you have a big poo. So happy birthday, Kim, for this week. I hope you get that relief that you need. Prunes. If you're watching this on Twitch or on YouTube, please hit the like button. Please hit the like and subscribe. That would be nice too. Do that thing because it helps get the word out that there are old people talking about video games in depth about a Microsoft deal.
In depth.
Anyway, that's almost over.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, Pete, I hope you have fun with your bricks. And I will see you out there. Greg, take us home.
Or Pete.
Sorry, Pete.
Just ignore me. I just need sleep.
It's the ginger in the corner. We forgot about him.
A shout out to Sleepy. I was probably asleep anyway. Kim, have a great birthday. I hope you manage to build your shelf at the back of your room and get all your collectibles up and show it all off next week instead of naked men with cats. And, I'm going to shout out sleep because I really need it. And, Greg, take us home.
All right. Yes, Kim, happy birthday ahead of time. Pre-happy birthday to my wife as well. We'll be celebrating that over happy the weekend. Birthday. Yeah. The plan, by the way, just so you know, I will be back Sunday. I'll have the kid in tow. Cindy's going to stay an extra day with her mom and hanging out there. So I'll be home, crossing fingers, in time.
Okay, maybe I'll join you from the road, because we're taking the boys to Kansas City that weekend unless plans change. So maybe I'll hop in and, you know, call you from the road or something and tell you, scenery or whatnot.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you to the three of you for making this fine podcast. I love our weekly therapy sessions. They're needed. Absolutely. Shout out to Shared Adventures. What a fantastic organization. Thank you for a wonderful weekend. Cannot sing their praises enough. And shout out to the Naughty Bunny Men.
Indeed.
We're awesome. We are so good that we suck often, but we have fun. We have fun. No, there's no, don't take that literally.
Right. All right. Mark likes to put things in his mouth.
That's true. Let's get out of here.
Cheers.
Bye-bye. Outro.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.